May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 1087. Was it for sin, for mortal guilt, the Saviour gave his vital blood? For sin, amazing anguish felt, the wrath of an offended God. Hymn 1087.
Thank you. Let us read together from God's holy word, Psalm 102. Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping. Because of thine indignation and thy wrath, for thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure for ever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favour her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favour the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praises in Jerusalem. When the people are gathered together, and the kingdoms to serve the Lord, he weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. May God bless the reading of his holy word and teach us how to pray. O thou most holy and mighty and merciful Lord God in heaven, we would seek to come before thee once more in prayer. But, O Lord, thou would teach us how to pray and what to pray for, that we may know what to ask according to thy holy will, and that thou wilt reveal to us our every need. For thou hast promised to provide our every need. And may our prayers be filled with petitions, those right things, those things that we really need for this time and for eternity. That we may be led and taught by thee. We may prove to be thy dear children, taught by thy Spirit, quickened. We have that Spirit working in us. May it, Lord, work a good work in every soul here, we pray. Then do come, Lord, and grant thy gracious help and presence, that we may know and feel that thou art in our midst, that thou wilt solemnize our minds, that we may have our minds stayed on thee, that we may look up unto thee for all needed help. Teach us, Lord, our weakness. For, Lord, if we're taught how weak we are and where to go in all our weakness, oh, then how favoured we would be. For when we're weak, then we are strong, taking our strength from thee, making our requests known unto thee. Do then fill each heart with that love which casts out fear, that love which passeth all understanding, that love that endureth to the end of this life and into eternity, a love of a never-changing God. We thank thee, Lord, for thy holy word. Oh, that we may enter into it as we read it. May thy words enter into our hearts. And Lord, may thy word be opened up before us. May it not be a closed book. Lord, we have to prove time and again that we're dependent upon thee for all these things. For we cannot, Lord, push our thoughts heavenward. We cannot get ourselves into thy word. Oh, that the Spirit may come and speak a word to each soul. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. May there be those with that desire. So we would see Jesus. Oh, may there be those who have come seeking a crumb from the Master's table. Lord, if we go away with a crumb, how favoured we will be. But send us not empty away. We thank thee, Lord, that thou hast not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. And thy mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh, but great, great are our sins. Oh, what a great mountain, Lord. But thou art able. May we hear a greater than Caleb saying, give me this mountain. Lord, there may be those here this night with burdens, with mountains, providentially, mountains in their families and in their concerns, friends with business concerns, work matters, big mountains before them, tomorrow, next week, the unknown way. Oh, may they give all unto thee, casting all our care upon him, for he careth for you. May it be so. May we prove thee faithful to thy word. May one another put thee to the test, laying all on thee, and prove thy faithfulness. Lord, we're unworthy, we're sinners, and we cannot promise a future good to bring. Our best is stained and dyed with sin, our all is nothing worth. We thank thee for that mercy seat, that blood-sprinkled mercy seat, sprinkled with that precious blood of Christ. That access, that way made, whereby we can approach unto thee. And may we come in dependence, but come on mercy's ground. And Lord, turn us not away. Oh, we do pray then that we may be granted a glimpse of thee. Oh, that thy face may shine upon us. Oh, one smile will suffice. Oh, one look. Oh, Lord, do look down in love and mercy upon us. Dispel the clouds. Pierce through. May the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. May we have our hearts warmed. May our hearts burn within us as we leave thy house this night. May it be noised that Jesus was in the house. We would pray then for each who gather here. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon them. Have mercy upon us each. Take not thy Holy Spirit from them. We thank thee, Lord, for thy love towards this church and congregation over many years, and we pray that thou wilt continue and favour them and bless them and build them up in numbers and in grace. And may there be that union, that dwelling together in unity, esteeming other better than themselves. May we be more like thee, followers of thee. Oh, but let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus. Oh, we do pray that we may be more like thee. We pray then for more faith. Do take away the unbelief. And do build us up in our most holy faith. May we trust thee, both now and for eternity. We pray for seeking, longing souls, that they may not be kept long. Lord, do not tarry. Oh, do not pass them by. May there be that cry, do not pass me by. Remember me with a favour that thou bearest to thy people. O visit me with thy salvation. And remember those, Lord, who have long professed thy name. May they feel another touch, a confirming of the evidences, a rekindling, a renewing, a restoring, a bringing back. And we pray, Lord, for if there are there any who are unconcerned, who these things pass them by, we would pray that thou would in love and mercy send out thine arrows, for they are sharp in the hearts of the king's enemies, whereby they fall under them. May they fall under the conviction of an almighty God. Lord, it's thy work and thine alone. From start to finish, it's all of grace. And it's grace and it's mercy that we plead. And it's pardon, forgiveness of our every sin. We pray to be washed. Be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. Wash us then in thy precious blood, in that fountain open for sin and uncleanness. Do take each soul and plunge it in. We humbly beg. Lord, we're conscious of the things that we ask, to make his soul an offering for sin. Oh, how solemn. We do not ask these things lightly, but Lord, to whom else can we go? There is no other hope for guilty sinners. No other blood, no other name, no other sacrifice. Oh, then we thank thee, Heavenly Father, for thy beloved Son. We thank thee for the Spirit that reveals a precious Christ. May a precious Christ be lifted up this night. May sinners look and live as enabled by thy Spirit. So, dear Jesus, do come. Right where we are this night, reach out thy hand. May there be one another pulled in to the ark this night. For there is our safety, and there is our rest. We pray for any who are unwell, any who cannot be here, we bring them before thee. But thou art not bound by walls, do come right where they are. And Lord, we pray for any young children going out into the world, school, work. Lord, we pray for each of the friends in the workplace. Oh, that they may be kept by thy grace. Hold us fast, keep us near thee. Keep us from the evil of the world. May we be found to be lights shining in a dark world. May we not bring reproach on thy holy name. Dishonour, Lord, we pray that thou wilt keep us ever near thee. May we not be ashamed of thee. We thank thee, Lord, for many mercies. We meet undisturbed from the world. We thank thee that we're spared open persecution. We would remember those in other lands, Lord, suffering even unto death. would remember thy people where'er they're found. Up and down this land and throughout the world, thy one church, throughout the world, Lord, remember them and have mercy upon us. We would bring before thee our land and nation. Oh, we are part of a wretched land, wallowing in sin and in the grip of Satan's power. To break the chains, Lord, we pray. Make bare thy holy arm. Oh, to ride triumphantly to our aid. May there be that banner lifted up, that standard lifted up, as these waves of sin roll over the land. Oh, do appear for us, we pray. So, Lord, save us from Satan and sin and this evil world. And save us, Lord, from ourselves. Save us from empty, dead formality in our worship and in our prayer. May we live to thee. Give us that right zeal. Stir us up. Oh, that there may be those who are stirred up to lay hold on thee. So we pray for thy help. Now as we turn to thy word, oh, do us good, we pray. May the Spirit come and apply the word with power. There may be something remain from this service, something to take home, something eternal done for thy honour and glory, we humbly pray, as we ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
In 907, wherewith shall I come before the Most High, who am but a worm, and doomed to die? My nature unholy was tainted in birth, and nursed by folly, brings all evil forth. Hymn 907.
Will you turn with me to the chapter we read, Psalm 102. With the Lord's help this evening, I'll speak to you from verse 7. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Psalm 102, the 7th verse. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Here the psalmist prays in affliction, crying unto the Lord that the Lord will have mercy upon him. And our verse this evening, I watch. You know, it's not an entry in a diary. It's not a statement of fact. There's a secret in this, beloved friends. He says, I watch. But who's he saying it to? He's in prayer. He's praying to Almighty God. He's been brought to really, as Elijah this morning, he's brought to that point where he can't do anything for himself. He may have tried many things, but he's brought to that point where he has to leave all in his hands. And he says, I watch. I watch. He's watching and he's waiting. Do you know what that is? Beloved friends, you try many things, many schemes, many plans. But one by one, the Lord in love and mercy, he stops every one. And he shuts every door. And he closes every opportunity. And he brings you to that point. What can a poor sinner do? I watch. I watch. But you know, there isn't a sitting back. There isn't a folding of the arms and watching and waiting in that way. There's prayer with it. That's the secret. In this watching, in this waiting, there's prayer. And he's telling the Lord, Lord, I watch. Lord, I watch. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Oh, do you know what that is? The hiding of the Lord's face when you're in trouble. I tell you, if you know what it's like to have the Lord's face shining on you in trouble, you'll know the difference. You will. But as the Lord deals with his people, and as he brings them into a situation, and as he causes these things to happen, as he brings them into a pathway of distress maybe, of suffering, or of hardship, or of anxiety, of even depression, like Elijah, why? It can come on in a moment. In a twinkling of an eye, in a blink of an eye, a sinner can be brought into this feeling that Elijah had. You know, I wasn't going to say this this evening, but I will. I left here the last Sunday that I was here, and I left. I had a drink in the room there. And our dear friend, he prayed. And as he was praying, that I would have a safe journey home, and that Satan be kept from me. And you know, I felt in my heart, I thought, well, he won't get me tonight. Do you know that? I felt such a love in my heart to the Lord. I felt to be my heart overflowing with the love of Christ. I thought, as he prayed it, I was almost smiling, thinking, well, the Lord's already heard and answered that prayer. He won't get me tonight. Do you know, friends, within half an hour of leaving in my car, I was down in the pit. You know, in just a blink of an eye. You see, we have to be taught that. We're dependent on him for everything. No man can keep alive his own soul. Oh, to be taught, if you have the love of Christ in your heart, thank him for it. Oh, that you may, it may ever be there, but don't think you can keep it yourself. Oh, don't presume it will remain. And you'll, it will remain in there somewhere, but don't presume you'll ever feel the effect of it in your heart. In a moment, down. In a moment, under the juniper tree. In a moment, you can be brought to the edge of the Red Sea, with nothing, nowhere to turn on the left or the right, no way back, and an impossibility before you. In a moment. But, blessed be his name, in a moment, so the opposite is true. Just as quick as you can plunge into that utter despair, so just as quick the Lord can propel a beggar from the dunghill and set him among princes. Oh, you feel to be at the ends of the earth. There is no way. You know, I told the Lord that once. I said, Lord, I am cast off. There's no way. He said to me, he said that he would remember me in love and mercy. He said he would turn, he said he would breathe life into my soul. And you know, I said, impossible. He said, I will fan thee to a flame. I said, impossible. He said, the smoke in flax I will not quench. And I said, Lord, it's out. He said, I will not break the bruised reed. I said, Lord, I'm broken. Broken. Felt to be broken. No way back. No possible healing. No way, no balm of Gilead could heal my wound. Broken hearted, utterly cast off, dejected at the ends of the world, without hope. Without hope. Felt to be beyond hope. Oh, but in a moment, a word, you know, in the darkest hour, oh, how close he is to his dear children. You see, he brought them there. And when he sees the work is done, then he comes. Then he comes. Well, not before. Not too late. Then he comes. And when he comes, beloved friends, what love, what mercy, and what praise and honour to his name. But here, the psalmist is not in that place. He's feeling cast off. He's feeling at the ends of the earth. When my heart is overwhelmed, now from the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Oh, to be led there. You feel overwhelmed tonight. Is your desire, yes, I am overwhelmed, Lord. I'm going to tell you again, Lord, I'm overwhelmed. But it doesn't end there. Lord, lead me to that rock that is higher than I. Lead me to that rock. We sang of it, didn't we? Last hymn this morning. That rock of ages, shelter me. Oh, Lord, lead me back to it. I've wandered off. I've wandered out. Lead me back to thy wounded side. Lead me back to Calvary. Show me again thy sufferings in my room, place, and stead. Convince me of my sins again, and lead me back to Calvary. May I see mercy streams in streams of blood again. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Remember me, O Lord. And it's personal, and it's I. And that's it, isn't it? It's I. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Do you feel that sums you up tonight? You feel to be this little sparrow alone upon the housetop. You're on your own, and you feel it painfully. Maybe it's literally in your life. Maybe it's literally you're on your own. You're single, and you have no partner in life, and you're alone. But are you alone? Are you alone? You know the Lord Jesus. He knew what it was to be alone. You know, all his disciples forsook him and fled. We read in his word, don't we? He was left alone. He says to his disciples, as he was in that last evening with them, and as he talked with them, he comes to this point, and he says, "Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own." You see, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. You know, he knows, beloved friends, what it is to be alone. He knows what it is to be forsaken by his friends, by those whom he loved. We can only but wonder and marvel at his love in his life here below. When you consider those last few days, when you read all the four Gospels concerning those last days, and you read the sorrows, his face steadfast towards Jerusalem, the same night in which he was betrayed, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them even unto the end. That love, he laid aside his robes, and there he girds himself with a towel and begins washing his disciples' feet. The humility, the Son of God, washing the feet of sinners. Oh, friends, do you see the beauty in it? There's a beauty in it, isn't there? The Son of God washing the feet of worms of this earth. He humbled himself and made himself of no reputation. No reputation. The Creator of all things, no less almighty at his birth than on his throne supreme. And there, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient, even unto death. He laid aside his robes and he washed their feet. Oh, and we, in our lives, do we have any of this mark of the Lord Jesus on us, in us, in our lives, in our hearts, in our conduct? Are we anything like him? How far short we come. Washing the feet of these disciples. Judas was there, beloved friends. And then he brings in that beautiful ordinance of the Lord's Supper. Judas was to betray him. And the Lord, knowing this, all those disciples to forsake him and flee, and yet we read in Luke, in the Gospel according to Luke, well, they're all bickering. Who should be the greatest? And then he tells Peter, but Peter, you're to deny me thrice before the cock crows. And he says, nay, Lord, I'll die for thee. And they all join in and say that they would lay down their lives for him. But he knows. He knows their weakness. He knows their infirmity. And still he loves them. Still he forbears with them. Still he has mercy on them. They're saying things that he knows they can't keep, but still his love is the same. Still he loves them to the end. And then they venture forth, and he enters into that garden. And he goes on alone into that garden. You see, he walks that pathway alone. He can't take them with him. Why not? Oh, there's the punishment of sin. There's eternity of hell for every one of his people to be dealt with, to be born, to be laid on him. The wrath of an almighty God, the anger and wrath for sin of the church of God is to be laid on him. And it's alone he goes. But you see, he says this, and shall leave me alone, yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. Oh, friends, isn't there a secret there? The Father is with me. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come again. The Holy Spirit. Oh, may we, when we're feeling alone, feeling forsaken, feeling forgotten, you can't be out of signal like you can with your phone. Your mobile phone, it's out of signal, out of reach. You can't get help. Beloved friends, even there, we spoke of Jonah in the Sunday school this afternoon. Even there, in the bottom of the sea, in the belly of the great fish, even there, there's a turning unto the Lord. There's the ear of an almighty God hearing the cry of his poor children. Even there, nowhere in this world will you go out of his ear and out of his sight. Do we believe it? Friends, we can't say we're alone, can we? Oh, but we want to feel him with us, don't we? And that's it. We may feel alone, but are our eyes unto him? Are you looking for him? You might feel alone, but are you looking up unto him, pleading that he'll show himself, reveal himself to you? Oh, you want him to reveal himself, shine upon you, look upon you, turn again. Oh, turn for the first time. Lord, let me feel what it is to have thy beams of light shining on me. May the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Oh, turn my winter into spring. May those beams shine. May the flower spring. May the bud shoot up. May there be life in such a dead heart as mine. Lord Jesus, shine. And then I can feel sweetness in salvation's plan. And as a sinner, plead for grace through Christ, the sinner's hiding place. Oh, what a beautiful hymn, that 7:11, amidst the sorrows of the way. That's a beautiful hymn. Comes right where a sinner is, doesn't it? And so he does. And he lifts up a poor sinner, and he enables him to look away from his problems, look away from his sins, and look to a precious Christ. death within thee, all about thee, but the remedies without thee. It's outside of you, friend. But the remedies without thee, see it in the Saviour's blood. Oh, it's without thee. It's looking away from yourself, away from your own merits and your own things. It's looking unto Him, the author and finisher of our faith. But oh, to see Him going into Gethsemane alone, and there, more sorrow. Why, they fall asleep. There He is, putting away their sin, making atonement, making a way whereby those wretched creatures found in that covenant of grace can be found in glory. There He is, fulfilling that covenant bond with His Father. And in love, He's fulfilling it, faithful to His word, and they fall asleep. And would we be better? What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? You can't believe it almost when you read it, can you? What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? And there they are, falling asleep. Beloved friends, He knows what it is to suffer the disappointment, suffer such contradiction of sinners. You see, He's walked a pathway that none of us will ever walk. None of us. None. Even the vilest sinner who will perish at last in hell will only have one eternity of punishment. But there, our dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the eternity of punishment for every one of His dear children laid on Him. He bore it with strength enough, but none to spare. Oh, friends, do you see a beauty in this man? Is this what you're watching for? You're a sparrow alone on the housetop. You say, I watch. What are you watching for? The moving of the water. You're watching for the Spirit of God. You're watching for His appearing. You're watching and waiting. But in your watching and waiting, there's a continual prayer. Lord, remember me. Lord, remember me. Lord, remember me. And you can't stop saying, Lord, remember me. And you won't let Him go till He says, I have loved thee well, my child. You can't let Him go until He says, I've loved thee with an everlasting love. You can't settle until you know that your pardon is fixed. You can't let him go until you have that knowledge that your sins are forgiven. Oh, you can't let Him go until He breathes a word into your spirit, till he picks you up with it, till He raises you up to a hope. You can't let Him go. You wrestle. I will not let thee go except thou bless me. You can't, for what will happen? You'll perish. But you know, as a sinner can't let Him go, there's an unseen hand. And it's the hand of an almighty God. And that won't let the sinner go. And it's the hand that reached out first. And it's the hand that took that sinner to Him. And it's that same hand that won't let him go, that will help him in that unceasing prayer. And it's that hand that will pull him safe in at last. It's that hand that pulls a poor sinner into His breast. It's that same almighty hand that has those marks and has that sign of sin put away. It's these poor sparrows on the rooftop feeling cast down, feeling alone, waiting for his appearing, for the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith thy God. For a small moment have I forsaken thee. Oh, it's only, it feels like it's going on and on, doesn't it? Feels like it will go on forever. Seems to be no end to it. You can't remember what it was like without this feeling. For a small moment, he says, have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. Oh, do you feel forsaken? Is it the Lord working in your heart? You feel forsaken, forgotten, but you can't give it up, can you? You felt like it sometimes, but you can't give it up. There's no other hope. There's no other help for you. You've got to keep coming back. That though you feel rejected, but you've got to keep coming back. You see, he's not finished with you. He's not finished. He's begun the work, and he will finish it. He won't leave it. I will gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment. But with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee. You see, your forsaken feeling is just a moment. It's with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. It's a beautiful word, isn't it, that? Everlasting. It's everlasting. From everlasting to everlasting. And it's, beloved friends, it's eternal. And it's unchanging. And it won't waver. And it won't wane. In the psalm, but thou art the same. And thy years shall have no end. Thou art the same. Unchangeable, ever faithful, ever loving to his people, ever living, ever living. Because I live, ye shall live also. You feel dead. Ah, but because I live, ye shall live also. That's your eternal hope. This is the everlasting covenant. We live, if we're one of his, we live because he lives. He's burst the gates of death and hell. He's rose triumphantly from the grave. And to plead that blood that did for sin atone. Did. Once. Once and for all his church. Did for sin atone. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Oh, is this sparrow to be left alone on the housetop? Is the sparrow to be left to perish? We read in Psalm 84, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. This is the sparrow. She's crying out for the living God. Crying out for the courts of the Lord. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house. Oh, that sparrow. She's alone on the housetop. Oh, but it's only for a moment. There's to be a wondrous entrance into the house. She's on the housetop at the moment, but she can't remain there. She will be found inside, in the safety, in the rest. Oh, yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Oh, you long to be found amongst them. You feel to be a sparrow at the moment. You're up on the housetop alone. Oh, but when wilt thou come unto me? When wilt thou bring me into thy courts? When will I walk at large? When will I feel the union communion? When will I feel to be one of thy dear people? When will I feel to be one of thy dear children? When will I find that rest? Oh, there is a rest that remaineth for the people of God. The word of God describes the Lord's people in many ways. We're described as trees, and we're described as birds, and we're described as many things. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? Who are these? Who are these that fly as a cloud? The people of God, and they're flying away. They're soaring away from this world, and they're all heading in one direction. That they're following the Lord Jesus. Who are these that fly as a cloud? Though they're a remnant, there's many. And there is a cloud, and they're flying as doves to their windows. Why? The dove, you know, what's its defense mechanism? How does it defend itself? Well, it's in its flight, isn't it? It knows it's a dove. It knows its weakness. It knows it can't turn round and fight. But it knows, with that knowledge of its weakness, it flies for shelter, flies for safety, flies to the dove house, flies to the windows, goes into the dove house. You see, it flies to the rock. It hides itself. That's where its safety lies. Oh, friends, that we may be taught what we are, our weaknesses, our infirmities, taught our sins, our need of a hiding place. You see, there's safety, there's safety to be found. But if you don't feel a need, if you're not shown the need of a hiding place, then you won't see any attraction in the cleft of the rock, will you? If you think you can manage without, why would you bother? If you think you can defend yourself and manage yourself, why would you fly for refuge? Why would you flee for refuge? To be taught that you're a sinner and what your sins deserve, and then to be shown where safety is to be found. A man shall be a hiding place. A man, as a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. I am a worm. I'm no man. But lead me to the rock. I hear there's mercy to be found. I hear that the Lord Jesus Christ came to save his people. And I hear they're sinners, and I'm a sinner. And I hear that they flee for refuge, for safety, for shelter. And I see a beauty in that. For I feel a need of shelter. I feel a need of this safety. I've none of my own. I've a day that coming swiftly upon me, a day when I must stand before an almighty God, and I'll be there. And if I'm on my own, if I'm as that sparrow then on my own, then I'm in trouble. But to be found sheltering in the sinner's only hope, the Lord Jesus Christ, his merits, his death, life, death, and glorious resurrection, sheltering beneath his precious blood. As a sinner, taught my sinnership, shown a little of my sins, and with the love of Christ drawing me, Oh, to flee for refuge to the wounded hands and feet and side of the sinner's only friend. Oh, what a friend he is. What a friend. There's no comparison, is there? No friend that sticketh as close as the Lord Jesus. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and Jesus is his name. Oh, this friend of sinners, though they forsake him, though they betray him, though they mourn, though they made his spirit mourn, yet he had compassion on them. You think of Peter in that judgment hall. You see, he followed, didn't he? He followed afar off. And he came into that judgment hall. But even then, he forsook him. Put to the test, he's denied his Lord and Master. You know, there's a real bitterness in that, isn't there? If any of you have felt a little of it, you know, you might not have openly denied him like Peter, but maybe you've missed an opportunity. Maybe someone's put you a question to you and you've gone round the outside a little. And then when you think about it later, you think that there's a real bitterness comes over you. You didn't deny him, but you didn't make known that you were one of his acquaintances. You see, you weren't openly despising him, but there was something that kept you from acknowledging that you're one of his. And there's bitterness, isn't there? As he leads you back to Calvary and shows you what he suffered, and there you've been ashamed of him. You've been ashamed of him. What bitterness. But beloved friends, what love flows. His unchanging love. And it's there that we rest, isn't it? It's there is our only hope. We have no hope in our own merits. We cannot promise to continue to love him if we've loved him a little today. We can't promise to love him tomorrow when we wake up. We can't promise to hold on to anything. But he has promised. And he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And you'll be like those, if you're one of his dear children, you're like those in the days of Paul when he was shipwrecked. And some on broken pieces of the ship. And they all made it safe to land. And that's it. The whole church of God. Some will swim. And some will swim easily. And others will struggle. And others will feel like they're clinging on by their fingertips. Yet they will all get safe to land. None will be left out. None will perish. None will be passed by. Not one sparrow will be left on the rooftop, on the housetop. Not one will be left there to languish outside of the fold. There may be many here this evening. You feel like to be circling round. You feel like to be like Noah's dove. You're a dove. You've the love of Christ in your heart. You've the marks of it. If you study yourself closely, there's evidences. But you're outside. You're not inside. You're circling round. There's nowhere to land outside, is there? You've come from the world. You can't go back. There's nowhere to rest the sole of your foot. Oh, but you can't find that way in. You can't find access in. Oh, that he may, like Noah, a greater than Noah, reach out his hand and pluck you. That's what we need, isn't it? We need pulling into the ark. Oh, that a few will be pulled in. There's doves circling, I'm sure, around the dove house here. There's a dove house at Swavesey. And there's windows. And there's doves here I know who have flown to the windows. And they're in. And there's safety in there. There's union, communion with the Lord and his people. And they're dwelling together. And there's other doves. And they're flying. Oh, that they may be brought in. That this circling round may end. That they have the marks of it. That they're dove-like in their demeanour. Timid, some of them. Fearful. Oh, but they're doves. You see, in all their fears, in all their weakness, in all their need, they see the attraction of the dove house. Oh, that there may be an entering in through the windows. Oh, that these sparrows will be brought into the house. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. You say, really, can it be? Can the Lord really turn round my captivity? Can he really pick me up from here? Can he really appear for me? I read this, I found this verse written, and I looked at it this afternoon, and I thought it really summed up it quite nicely. Say not, my soul, from whence can God relieve thy care? Remember that omnipotence has servants everywhere. His method is sublime, his thoughts supremely kind. God never is before his time and never is behind. He's never before, he's never too late. It's just for a moment that you feel forsaken, but with loving kindnesses, with an everlasting covenant, with everlasting mercies will I remember thee. You feel forsaken now, but friend, look to Christ. It's the looking to the brazen serpent, looking to the serpent. That's where the healing was. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And I, if I be lifted up above the earth, will draw all men to me. Then, dear Lord, do draw us unto thee. We read that in that well-known chapter of John, chapter 3. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And this is a beautiful word. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Well, I don't believe that cuts anyone out here tonight, does it? Does it cut anyone out? Maybe you can tell me afterwards if you think it cuts you out. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Then, Lord, give us the faith to believe. May the Lord bless his word.
Collections last Lord's Day were £645, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Izzard will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Adrian Pickett next Lord's Day, and our friend Stanton friends hope to hold their anniversary services next Saturday. Let us close with hymn 913. 'Tis the gospel's joyful tidings, full salvation sweetly sounds, grace to heal thy foul backslidings, sinner flows from Jesus' wounds. Hymn 913.
Do forgive all that thy pure eyes have seen amiss in our worship this day. Do take us each home in peace and safety, Watch over us in the unknown way. Do supply our every need, we pray. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each now and for evermore. Amen.